Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so first up here. Man, these things are everywhere. So a bus driver, this is in Tampa, took a picture of an alligator waiting at a bus stop in Newport Richey. Imagine you had to get on that. Imagine you have to take the bus. It's legit right at the bus stop where you have to get on the bus. It's waiting there because it knows you get on it there. It's going to be getting you. That's what it's doing. It's waiting there because it's seen people get on the bus and it's waiting. It's gator a smart
buffet.
One.
Gator buffet.
Yeah. So Pasco County bus driver took a picture of it. A little gator there waiting in the grass. He's a growing gator. He needs some proteins. So the bus driver arrived at the bus stop and saw it. So they took a picture. I mean, that's terrifying. Terrifying. They're absolutely everywhere. That's not the only one. So this story. Pensacola. A man was hit in the head with a machete at the Old Hickory Whiskey Bar in downtown Pensacola, Florida. Officers arrested a 19-year-old man Sunday night, charged him with attempted homicide after he allegedly struck another man in the head with a machete. Andrew James Ryder entered the Old Hickory Whiskey Bar around 9 p.m., pulled out the machete, and struck the victim. Wait, I'm... How do you pull out the machete? It's a machete. How is that... Are you concealed carrying the machete? And if so, how? I'm wondering how that's happening. So when officers responded to the scene, he was still carrying the machete. They said he still had it. They told him to drop the weapon. He refused. So they tased him and detained him without further incident. He had no ID, wouldn't identify himself. They took him to the hospital and then because he had some injuries from the scuffle, and then they took him to jail. He's held without bond, according to Pensacola PD. No motive, nothing. Just, you know, he's mad. He's going to hit somebody with his machete. This is wild. I don't understand people. This, another one. I'll be damned. So a Florida man was bitten by a shark, but he was more concerned about his vape.
Priorities.
So there's a video where a Florida man's at the beach, and he says... Yeah, I'm going to make my way to the ambulance. And he's riding this little golf course. And he's got a baby shark and he's holding it like it's a baby because it latched onto his bicep and it will not let go. But he was just chill and he wanted his vape. And they were trying to get this thing off of him. They had EMT, they had Fish and Wildlife, they had everybody there. Did you see when they lift up the thing's mouth? It's not faint. I know it's shark teeth, but man, it looked like a vampire biting his bicep off. It was a little nurse shark. And they said, the guy goes, well, here's the question. They asked him this. They go, well, what did you do to get attacked? And he goes, oh, you know, I just took the shark and spun it around. Yeah, that'll do it, Slick. That'll do it. So it bit him. And they were able to finally, the medics were able to save the shark's life and also the man's arm. So it was a win-win. But don't do that. Don't be like spinning stuff. Don't be going into nature and spinning sharks in their house because they don't like that and they're going to bite you. Like, why do people do that? But it was, you know, it didn't say whether or not he had to have like stitches or anything like that. I would imagine that he did because did you see a shark's teeth? Oh my gosh. This. Pull this up. I've got a couple of other ones. Some of them I can't read. Some of them are like animal stories that make me sad and I don't want to read them. Let's see. This guy. Yeah. There was, hold up. I'm pulling this up because it was funny. I had this one. There was a Fort Myers Chipotle that, you know how you can get on Yelp and you can review things on Yelp? Okay, so in Florida, there's a Fort Myers Chipotle, and there's one review that went up there, and it's now famous apparently for more than just burritos. Numerous people went on Yelp and began reviewing it, saying there's a husband-stealing employee named Lucy who works there, and she's stealing all y'all's husbands is what's happening. Literally, the Yelp accusation started a month ago with reviews like, quote, don't send your husbands there to pick up Chipotle. Next thing you know, Lucy's going to seduce them like she has with multiple married men. all kinds of comments. Quote, these are actual comments. Lucy's a pig. She slept with my husband, too. Their guacamole is also bad. I mean, they're real particular there. Folks, do you believe in our founders' vision for America? That our republic will only survive if we are an educated and informed people who know our rights and duties? Since 1844, Hillsdale College has sought to educate all who wish to learn about these timeless principles of self-government. For more than 50 years, the college has worked to spread that mission by sending Imprimis, their digest of liberty, to millions of Americans, including me. Imprimis features some of the best speeches given at Hillsdale events, and now an audio version of the popular Speech Digest is available in a new podcast of the same name. And like the printed publication, Imprimis the podcast is always free. You can hear the best arguments from speakers such as Christopher Rufo, Mark Stein, and Hillsdale College President Larry P. Arn, among many others, all read by Hillsdale students. Visit DanaForHillsdale.com to subscribe today and start listening to Imprimis today, all for free. To listen, visit DanaForHillsdale.com. That's DanaForHillsdale.com. I got to share with you my friend Dave Burge, Iowa Hawk. I've been telling him for I don't know how long, how many years. He needs to do a book of his tweets because he is the funniest person on Twitter. And it's the most underrated account. And I've met him. We're both cynics. I mean, he's a good friend. I've been a friend a long time. I got to read this to you. Because he was talking about this, right? And he had... So I was looking at a number of Hunter's paintings. Have you seen these? Have you seen all of them? Okay, so let me, if you haven't, let me put the illustration in your head. For you, those of you who are hard at work to pay for everybody else's fair share. You guys remember in high school, I know y'all did this, where everybody at one point, I don't care what school you were in, you did the whole lab, science lab, where it was bacteria in a petri dish. Y'all remember that? We all remember this, right? And then you had to like, did all that stuff. That's what his stuff looks like. And remember, he uses the straw not to snort powder, but to spit paint through. So instead of suck, it's blow. Got to think about that. Phrasing, Dana. It's turned into an episode of Archer. Phrasing. So Dave Burge he shared some of these paintings. And I was looking at these. And y'all, I mean, it legit looks... He thinks he's Jackson Pollock, Hunter Biden. And it looks like bacteria. It's so bad. It looks like bacteria. Anyway, so Dave Burge tweets, major art movements of the past 100 years. Cubism. Abstract expressionism. Dada. Surrealism. Color field. Pop art. Postmodernism. Meth addicts who pick up a paintbrush for the first time at age 50 and suddenly sell paintings to their father's friends for $1 million. And then he shows some examples of these paintings and he asks, from a Tony exclusive Manhattan gallery or a collapsible tent at a weekend hippie art fair in Athens, Ohio, you make the call. And then he says, honestly, it wouldn't have been such a ludicrously obvious grift had he only apprenticed for 5 to 10 years at a Mexican black velvet Elvis painting factory. Oh my gosh. And then he went on. He goes, I'm inspired to slop some paint on some Hobby Lobby poster boards and sell them from the back of my truck alongside Loop 360. $1 million, no lowball offers. I know what I got. And then he says, don't worry, they will be sophisticated and have super artsy artistic titles like Haiku Number 11 and Untitled, so buy in confidence. So that's, and then he says, artist statement, and it's a picture of a wrestling clown, and it says, I'm Dr. Roxo, the rock and roll clown, I do cocaine. But someone corrected. So he, and this I feel like is important for you to know, because see, if you're watching, like Juan is showing you, images of how Hunter does the paintings. It's not a paintbrush. Is it? It's called boofing paint. Is he boofing it through this? Wait, guys. I'm sorry. This is going off into do a ditch. We're looking this up. Boofing. Oh, my gosh. Kind of. Yes. So it's sort of like boofing. Buffing paint? No. So he's like boofing it through a straw, you know. And that's.
Uh-huh. I don't know Go about ahead, the Kane. Timing yeah, sure. of all this, but
yeah.
was this not mm-hmm. at the height of COVID, mm-hmm. where he's literally spitting onto.
You know what? You may have some of Hunter's the China virus that's in the spit paint. I swear to you, I did this when I was in school. Guys, I just realized something. Whoa, 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 whoa. You know what I realized? Because times are tough. We're in a recession. I need y'all to do me a favor. Go in your parents' garages, basements, attics, what have you. And I want you to find your old masterpieces. Because I feel like they could be worth some money. I mean, what might seem like a simple macaroni necklace to you could be worth $1 million to Joe Biden's friends. But, oh, wait. You guys just told me that your last name's not Biden. So it doesn't matter. Never mind. Your name's Biden. If your name's not Biden, it doesn't matter. So he boofs paint through a straw, and then he goes and, like, impregnates all these women without consequences. And then he turns it into million-dollar artwork. I, my gosh, what a life, right? What a life.
Not money laundering at all.
No, it's not money laundering. First off, how dare thou say that about little infant baby Hunter Biden, who's 50-something years old. Doesn't matter. How dare you? That is the president's baby infant son. Little baby infant Hunter. 53-year-old baby. Yeah. He wears a, kind of doing an homage to Ricky Bobby, but, you know, he wears a tuxedo shirt because he's casual, but it also says, you know, he's formal, but he's here to party. See? So I just, it is a money laundering thing. And then, so anyway, back to the stooge that's on CNN. He's like, oh, there's no smoking gun. I mean, if you ignore all the emails where they're like, yes, this is Joe. Can I talk to your business associates? Hi, Joe here, Vice President Joe. Would you like to come into my office, the vice president's office, and talk about business deal? Oh, wait, winky, winky, Isness Bay Ealing's Day? Come on, guys. The no smoking gun. Can they see, right? I just don't know where the smoking gun is. As long as I keep my eyes to the sky, I can't see anything. God love it. Yeah, this, No. So it is a money laundering thing. You think it's all that money that they were getting from Romania and all of that stuff? Mm-hmm. Kane, we're in the wrong business.
I know.
I'm pretty sure we could have convinced that senile old man that maybe he had some indiscretions back in the day and we're his children. And we could have gotten, you know, some of that Biden money. I mean, you can fake anything nowadays, right?
Yeah, just don't call us Navy Joan or anything.
Oh, geez. You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time. And the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations. And this 12-gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12-gauge pump-action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells and, with dual-tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so this is good news. This literally just broke. So we're getting ready to talk about this, you know, potential UPS strike. I mean, they have till the very end of this month. This is days away. But now, apparently just in, UPS workers have reached a tentative contract deal with management days ahead of the strike deadline. They said that the Teamsters leaders hailed the agreement. It now heads to rank and file union employees for a vote. They said they have wage gains. The UPS called the pact a win-win-win. They said that they announced the deal hours after resuming negotiations following a breakdown in the talks on July 5th. And so they were looking at wages. They were also looking at AC and some of the trucks, which I actually kind of get if you're in some southern states and it's like July. I mean, you know, I'm all about taking care of your drivers. I do get that. But so this is very, it's interesting. You know, I get it. So that, because, I mean, we were like, oh, man, we got to order school supplies. We got to do all this because if this happens, it's gonna affect shipping. It really will. Wow. LeBron James's son, Bronny, collapsed on the court Monday and came out today that he had cardiac arrest. He was taken to the hospital. He's now in stable condition, according to the family. He's no longer in ICU. He said that it was just a little after 9 a.m., and he was there practicing. They said medical staff, they were able to treat him at USC. He's in stable condition. That's kind of, I mean, it's good to be out of ICU that quick after a cardiac arrest, but I'm like, why? I don't think this is normal for young men, particularly this age, to be having it. And I know that he got the vaccine. I know that LeBron James got the vaccine because he had a statement out about it. I don't know if his son did. I don't know if that plays into it. But I don't think that it's crazy to raise the question considering everything that we know now. I'm glad he's doing well because, I mean, he's like a superstar athlete. And he seems to have a real good heart. So, goodness. This is crazy. New York Post. First, he stole her phone. Then he stole her heart. Literally, that's what happened. This chick says she fell in love with her mugger. They had an alleged romantic saga in a Twitter video. She was walking down the street and he mugged her. And then when he saw her number, he was like, she's cute, and called her. I cannot even, like, apparently got a hold of her somehow. This is crazy. People are, woman, you cannot be that thirsty. Stay with us. We got a lot more in store. So I had to take my car in the shop, right? I had a recall part on it. Kane, do you know what they gave me as a loaner?
What? Oh, no. What did they give you?
A damn EV.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. I'm not driving it. My husband was like, because he went pick it up. He's like, oh, my gosh, you guys, you cannot get my wife an EV. Now, look, I have, what is it? It's the old Cherokee story of two wolves. Which one will you feed? So I have, you know, I love the gadgetry of EVs. I love gadgets. I love flashy things with buttons, right? Like, if it's a gadget, I'm like, ooh, you show me a gadget on QVC, I'm the person who's, like, calling. Like, I want that. I'm all about it. But I hate the fact that all of the stuff that makes that run is Chinese made. It's China, CCP dominated. So I feel like, and then I'm like, where the redacted do I charge this thing? Just plug it in the wall. Oh, really? Because I don't really think that's how it works. I mean, don't you have to have, like, the converter? I don't know. And it doesn't make a sound. Chris was all excited because he's like, it goes faster than the car you have. I reject that, sir. And when you turn it on, this is what it sounds like when you turn it on. Listen real quietly. There's no noise. Is the damn thing on? I don't know. It looks like an egg and I get in it. And because Chris was like, sit in it. He aggravated me half to death. He's like, sit in it. Just sit in it. Sit in it, Dana. And I sat in it. And then, like, this is going to sell me. It has a cubby for your purse. Kane, are you okay over there?
Yeah. What kind was it? Could you say?
I don't want to say.
You don't want to say?
No, because I don't like to. People hate me. They'll run me off the road. But it's a damn EV, and it has the thingy where on the ceiling, the roof, the whole thing opens, and I don't like that because I don't want, you know, aliens and satellites to spy on me. I get real weird. I'm so weird with stuff. And it's white, which is an anti-goth color. I only drive black. It's white. And I'm not even joking you. Every car I've had is black. I've never owned a car of anything other than black since I was 16 years old, except for a brief moment when I had a Geo Metro that only went 60 miles per hour. And if you live in Missouri, I almost died 11 times on Highway 270. Anyway, it doesn't make a sound when you get in it. And it all lights up. Like, that's supposed to make me forget about the CCP-ness that's attached to it, right? I felt like I was sitting in the warm embrace of the Chinese Communist Party. I'm sitting there in this car. I'm like, I can't. I'm not driving this thing. It doesn't make any noise. I don't know if it's on. I mean, it doesn't sound like a car's supposed to sound. When I get into a car, I want it to scare people when I turn it on. I want it to go, that's what I want to hear. I want it to go when I drive it. And that's what I got. I got a gas-guzzling, terrifying car that will put hair on your chest. I want something scary. This is like you get in, bing, 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 and then the lights come on. It actually, it's bougier than anything. It's bougier than what I would drive. When you turn it, when you unlock it, I swear to you, it makes a sound. Doesn't it? It makes that sound. So I don't. And then I was thinking about, I'm like, damn, Joe Biden. And my husband's like, well, you know, they were saying that, you know, all the loaners anymore are EVs. And, you know, the lady at the dealership, they were saying that, you know, everybody's moving to EVs. And I'm like, this family's not. We're not moving to EVs. I will Borderlands a damn car up. I don't care. We're not doing it. So I'm just, you know, now, if you told me, Dana, we're moving it away from like CCP reliance, and then he went on this big spiel, and my eyes glazed over, and I stopped listening because science. He was like, well, we're getting away from the lithium ion, and he just like went on this, and I don't know what any of that means. But if we get away from the reliance on the CCP stuff, that's my only objection. I don't care about the, I don't want people to think that I care about environmentalism. You know, I'm a conservationist, but I don't want to look like I hug trees or anything. That's another thing. You know, I just don't want, you know, I don't want my image tarnished. I don't want to look like I'm caring, you know, so I'm just, I don't know. I have problems. Your thoughts? Would you ever drive it? What would you do if they gave you an EV loaner?
Yeah, I wouldn't know where to charge it up. I don't have one of those chargers at home. So right? What would I have to always go back there to charge it up?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't know. It's weird. Like, just, you know, But they're like, yeah, everything's moving to EVs.
And then, like, when you have to bring back a rental car with, like, full of gas, do you have to bring back the EV full of
charge? No, I didn't even ask that question. That's a brilliant question, because that's not happening.
Right. I would just go with the gas. Just give me something fast.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Well, Chris is like, this goes really fast. You're going to like it. It'll blow your hair back. Like, I don't care. It doesn't make a noise, so it doesn't matter to me. All right, we got to move. I have to tell you about pillows. You know what I want to do? I want to take a giant MyPillow. Maybe Mike Lindell can make me one giant MyPillow with like the firmest loft, and I can place it over the face of the EV movement and lovingly press down until it stops writhing. Just saying.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.